In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 11th of August. Great, as always, to have you with us, everybody. And listen, the next time somebody tells you that this isn't a global economy, that we are all living and trying to get buy in, you just go and tell them to stick it in their ear, all right? You want to know why the stock market was down today? China. You want to know why companies like Apple and Caterpillar had a rough day? China. You want to know why oil was off? Yeah, I could go on. You get the picture. As of today, one American dollar can officially buy you 6.2298 Chinese yuan. That is the almost 2% currency devaluation that Beijing surprised us with overnight. We've got our Shanghai Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz on the phone to give us a little bit of context on this whole thing. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
Big surprise on this one, huh?
Yeah, you know, in fact, the surprise came over the weekend when the government released a bunch of economic data. You know, it showed that exports from China were down 8% from last year. And that was a surprise for many economists. And by today, a lot of people were wondering when the central bank would let the currency depreciate by a meaningful amount to try and bring that number back up so that Chinese exports were suddenly a little cheaper. And that's exactly what they did.
Okay, so what's the deal here? Is this really the government doing something? Is it market forces? What's the behind the scenes?
Well, you know, you've just raised the essential question about how China's economy works. You know, when it comes to the day-to-day value of its currency, China's central bank sets rules for itself. Each day, it allows China's currency to appreciate or depreciate based on market fluctuations up to 2% in either direction. So today, the central bank claimed it let its currency depreciate to show the rest of the world that China was liberalizing its economy. But, you know, take note of my verb usage here. I said show. And that's how many independent economists see it. It's a show. The PBOC almost never allows the currency to fluctuate more than a fraction of a percent, and it very much controls the value of the yuan. So today, the central bank suddenly lets the yuan decline about as much as it can, 1.9%, saying all the while that it's doing this to let market forces take their natural course. One might argue that if they really wanted market forces to take their natural course, they'd get rid of this 2% rule and just let it go.
In the bigger picture here, it's been an interesting, I don't know what, 2 months for the Chinese government and its economy. I'm thinking now of their intervention in the stock market, trying to prevent that from falling farther, and now this. Read some tea leaves for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, China spent months boasting about how free the Shanghai Stock Exchange was, and then the whole thing crashes, and then the government rushes in to punish people who let it crash. You know, so much for a free market economy. But, you know, but to be fair, this is not easy for China. I think the government really wants to liberalize the economy. They really want to let market forces determine the fate of companies here. But they're entering uncharted territory. No economy of this size has embarked on a journey like this. It's really one of the biggest economic experiments the modern world has seen. And if they weren't failing at it at first, then I think a lot of economists would wonder whether they were really putting their money where their mouth was. My point here is that it's probably a good thing for China that it's been going through some rocky times. It shows the government might actually be serious about reforming the Chinese economy. You know, it might sound strange, but I think all of these failures are a sign of progress.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Kai.